In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly morning coffee with Dr. T. For the last 22 years, I've given literally thousands of interviews on radio, television, podcasts, live conferences, and seminars, and almost all my information one way or another is about vaccines. But there's so much more to talk about. And so I set up this Tuesday morning coffee that we do once a week to have an open forum question and answer with everybody who comes. And if you pre-register, you can get your questions in there faster. Thank you for this. Think about this event as though we plan to meet at a local coffee shop every Tuesday morning for a short chat, a cup of joe, and start the day. As always, I come prepared with a little bit of a topic, so I hope that you'll have questions too. These generally are short events, and I will not be able to answer any particular personal medical advice and give it that way. So when you ask your question, please ask it from a generic perspective so that I can answer it for the entire group. But this morning, excuse me, we're doing something a little bit different. I've invited my dear, dear friend and personal angel to be with us here this morning. Her name is Tracy Straub. Let me introduce my friend, personal angel, and a real smart cookie. Tracy's earned her BS degree in exercise and sports science with a minor in nutrition. She has a naturopathic degree as a doctor. She's a master herbalist. She's certified in aromatherapy, is a level 2 digestive specialist, and has more than 25 years of experience as product specialist in the supplement industry. Tracy is a huge proponent of food, quality supplements, and healthy lifestyle as a key to health and wellness. She educates through writing, activism, and online courses, and one-on-one consultations. She's an advocate for medical freedom and informed consent. Most importantly, she's a wife, a mom, and a lover of Jesus. She walks with God in her practice and in her daily life. Tracy and her friend, Michelle Kusselman, who I interviewed on my Brighteon show a couple of weeks ago, and is now posted on my Substack at drtenpenny.substack.com, literally played a key role in putting me back on the road to recovery from the stroke that I had in August of 23. Even more, she put me back into the walk with the Lord in 2019. So Tracy, welcome this morning to our open forum question and answer about health. I want to thank you so much for being here this morning. I know it's early for both of us, and you're just back in town, and I'm just back in town, so I got morning goop I got to get rid of in my throat here. So welcome for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. And it's always so wonderful just to get to sit and talk with you in any capacity. So I'm honored to be here.
So what were you out this weekend? And were you at a conference? Were you speaking at a conference, or what was going on this weekend?
Yeah, it was for a brand, Nutritional Frontiers. I'm one of their product ambassadors and help with some formulations there. So it was what was called a VIP dinner, and it was in Tampa, unfortunately, in the sunny Tampa, Florida area. Right now, I'm looking out my window at snow in Pennsylvania, so a drastic difference. But I had the opportunity to just go over a very simple functional blood work panel course that I teach. I just did one small segment for them, just putting new eyes on, you know, an old analysis, and it was great. So we talked about what the numbers meant functionally, you know, for the body's ability to heal, because according to what the Bible says, the life is in the blood. And then we talked about solutions for different things. So it was really good to be able to stand there and, you know, talk to practitioners.
So talk a little bit about the course that you created.
The functional blood work course or with law courses? So this one, actually, I did it for both consumers and practitioners when I first launched it. And it was just basically to help people become more self-empowered at how to look at their own health. And not that practitioners aren't necessary, because I do think guidance is absolutely needed when it comes to deep interpretation. But I also think that people give their health away way too much when there are some simple foundational things that they can do and look at on their own and really put the foundational changes like nutrition and hydration and movement and all the things we know that we should be doing. And then being able to look at that course and say, okay, where is my red blood cell count? What does my cholesterol look like? And actually, what does it mean? So it was a very simple course that a consumer could take, but also a practitioner could take and put some new eyes. I always say it's kind of like removing the scales from the eyes of the words normal, right? Because normal blood work, if take for example, TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, can be from 4.5 or 0.4 to 4.5. And that's a huge span of numbers that people are within normal, but they don't feel good. So I kind of just shrunk those down a little bit to functional levels. And it's in those functional levels where the body actually has the potential to heal itself. So that's what I taught people. And it was probably one of my best courses that I ever did personally, I felt, because I felt like it put people's health back in their own hands, which I think that's where it needs to go.
You know, interesting that you say that is that I'm working with a company called Direct Labs, and I've worked with Direct Labs since 2004, actually. I've been working with them for 20 years, and we're creating some new panels, but people can go to, it's actually on the TIMC website, that you can order your own tests. And Direct Labs is a direct-to-consumer lab test seller. So that means that if you want to just get a CBC or a lipid panel or whatever you want to get, you can just go out and order it yourself. And it's designed to be very consumer user friendly. I mean, it'll have explanations on each one of the lab tests to tell you what it means and what it's for. And the nice thing about it is that I've always used Direct Labs for people that either have no insurance or have a very, very high deductible, because all of the lab tests that you can order, and they all do it through Quest Labs, it's about an 80% discount. So it's about an 80% discount off of what you would get even with your insurance. So if you don't have insurance or you've got a high deductible and you have to pay for it out of your pocket yourself, you might as well get the exact same blood test at an 80% discount. And you can go out and just check things like what Tracy was talking about. We use it in our office for people that, like, they come in twice a year to just get their thyroid panel done. Well, you can go to Direct Labs. You can order your tests. You can have that piece already done. So when you go to the doctor to check what you're, you know, if you need to go in for your annual checkup, you've already got that done rather than going to the doctor. They give you an order for a test, and then you go to the blood draw place, you get your test done, then you wait a week to 10 days, then you have to take another day off to go back to the doctor to get your report, and then they'll just kind of say it's normal. Well, the thing with Direct Labs is that you will get the lab report, that you set up a dashboard, and you get all those lab tests coming directly to you. So not only can you do it from the comfort of your own home, you can do it very privately. So if you want to get a pregnancy test or an HIV test, or you want to get vaccine titers done and your doctor won't order them for you, you can do it privately so that, and then you can make the decision on what you want to do with them. And they're not the only company that does that. There's walk-in labs, there's any lab tests now. I mean, there's other types of companies that are out there that do that, but then you can look at your lab tests and decide what you want to do with them. I mean, why take 2 days off work and sit in the doctor's office for a long time sometimes to get your reports when you can get the results at home? Then you can take Tracy's course and you can determine how to interpret those blood tests yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, for a one-time learning experience, it gives you a ton of insight to supplementation and nutrition changes that you could make for yourself. And you're absolutely right. I think, Sherry, one of the things you brought to light for me was something you said a long time ago, is like, you don't need a pediatrician, right? Like, why do we have pediatricians? And not that pediatricians are not great and wonderful, but they're a specialist, and why do we have them, right? And why are we taking babies to well visits? If your kid is well, why are you going to the doctor, right? So we know why. But I also tell people that just what you're saying is you don't need a practitioner for you to get blood work. You can go to these walk-in labs and literally for $10 to $25 have so much insight just from a simple CBC with differential, and have, you know, a way to look at that and understand it and be like, okay, here's what I need to do or shift or change in my lifestyle or my nutrition plan. And you can have great results and you can see those very quickly. You know, within 30 to 60 days, your blood work can be within functional levels, and your body can start its process of recovery. So good information for people to know.
Yeah, and I don't know about the other labs particularly, but I know with Direct Labs, because I've worked with them for so long, you know, they have big panels, like they have the 10 most common lab tests that you need to do and to test yourself. And the entire panel might be, I don't know, something like $180, but that normally if you went to the hospital and you had that done, it would be over $1,800. Right. Plus you have the time off that you have to take from work, and you have to pay the doctor's office and the doctor's visit twice. So, yeah. I mean, you can save a lot of money. And people say, well, if I go to the doctor and I do all that stuff, my insurance pays for it. Okay, but you've always got a copay and deductible. And people forget that about insurance. Tracy, you and I have had hundreds of talks about this, that we're never going to have a new healthcare system. People are always, you know, thumping their fist on the table and screaming about, we need a new healthcare system, but we will never, ever get a new healthcare system until people stop saying, does my insurance pay for it?
Right. It's a prison statement. You know,
it's a knee-jerk reflex. And it's almost like your parrot, training your parrot to say, Polly, want a cracker? You know, it's like something that we've been super trained to do over the period of time. It's a capture. It's a prison statement, you know?
It is. I mean, if you think about true health freedom, right? And I always say there's no such thing as medical freedom, because medical implies prescriptions, diagnostics, insurance, not always, but most, but there is health freedom. And I think when we talked about insurance, you know, I always ask my clients, like, what does it insure you of? You know, does it insure your health? Does it insure that you'll get to pick your doctor? Does it insure that you're going to get the quality care and answers that you want? Like, what are you paying for this insurance? What's it insuring you of? And it's not a health plan. It's a disease management plan. So people will pay this really high amount of money every month, or they have it taken from their check, or it's part of their salary. People take jobs for it because of the benefits. And I'm like, well, what are the benefits? Just waiting to get sick and then your insurance kicks in, but maybe 80%, and you have copays, and oh, there's out of network that you can't go see the specialist. And if you want to, you got to pay, you're out of your own pocket. So what I try to teach people is a little bit of health budgeting. It's okay to hang on to your policy. 91.7% of Americans have a health insurance policy. So, I mean, it's just that part of indoctrination. And real health freedom doesn't come from just nixing your health policy and saying, okay, I'm free. It comes from self-education and understanding what to do at home for your family and positioning the medical system, which is still necessary, to where it needs to be. Catastrophic, acute trauma, you know, your arm falls off. We don't have a supplement that's going to put that on there. You're going to need a surgeon. So if you get to the point of disease and you need surgery, you need intervention for that acute care, that's what it's for. The issue is it's been pulled to the front. So every time you get a cough, cough, sniff, sniff, something happens, we run to the ER or the Med Express or wherever, and we get this prescription to take care of the digestive issue, to take care of that little cough, to take care of allergies, although they're probably from your terrible eating habits and lifestyle, like all of these things, without really looking at ourselves and saying, okay, what are some things that I can change internally and externally in my environment that can help my body detoxify, become more nutrient dense? What are some things that I can do? And then if I still need to go in, I can. And I'm not saying for people not to go if they feel they're sick or need help. But what I am saying is we have taken people's health freedom and we've taken it away from them. We have taken away their ability to understand their own bodies and actually make them feel dumb when they know something's wrong. So they walk into the doctor, the doctor's looking at the blood work and they said, everything's normal. And they say, but I don't feel good. And he's like, well, maybe you're depressed. I mean, this, yes. This is what happens.
Truly. Yes.
Right. And so, you know, for me, I was like, that's not fair. So there was two things I did. One, I tried to teach practitioners to look at things different. Second, I tried to help consumers understand information that they were receiving because there's so much out there. And I told them, I want them not to need me. I want them to need Jesus. And Jesus has provided all things here for us. He's told us that in his word. And so if that is true, then he is a way maker. There's a way inside of our bodies. There's pathways, biochemical, physiological, that if we fill potholes, gaps, and build bridges, he is a way maker and those things will come back to balance. It may take time. It may take a while. It's not instantaneous. And that's the other thing. In order to have real health freedom, you have to lose the indoctrination of what you think you need to be safe. And second, you have to lose the instant gratification mentality. It takes time to heal. It's easy to get sick. It's hard to heal. So if we can just be like, okay, this is going to take time, and that's what we're all given, then I can invest in my health. I can put that money towards health budgeting. And I teach that to people. I teach them how to health budget. I teach them how to take money from this and put it over here. I set expectations for my clients. Like when they come in, I'm like, it's going to cost this much next month to get this test that I need. So save for it now, because when you come back, we will need that. And these hard, honest conversations are necessary because I don't want people to be surprised or feel like they can't do something. And then the more that I can teach them, the better. And the other thing that I created was the Health 365 group. And that was something that God put on my heart that I knew was going to be so difficult to do. But I knew I had to do it. And basically, it's month over month. It's a group where people come in, and month over month, we teach a different topic in health. We teach how it works, what is it, how does the body respond, and then we give you solution set protocols to it. The goal is within a year, the people that are in that group will be able to take care of themselves and take care of their families and understand their blood work and understand testing. That's exactly what the group is for. And we always say we can't change the old system, right? You always say it needs to be bulldozed into a canyon or something like that, like off the edge of the earth. Like, you're very passionate about that. And I agree. I'd be back there like with flags driving you. You can drive it and I'll direct. But I think we can create something new. Maybe not a system, but more of an empowerment of people, which is what you do. I mean, that's what your entire basis is on. You've empowered hundreds of thousands of people to know exactly what's in an insert and how to read it and how to advocate for their children. I mean, that was probably one of the most amazing things you did for me. And I'll say that to everybody, because of you, I know in my heart and soul that my children, when I chose not to inject them, I know in my heart and soul that if I would have it, their outcome would have been completely different. And that was because of you. So that's the fruit that you don't always get to see. And I'm sure there's many people here, but so that's kind of what I'm about, right? True health freedom, not just with, hey, let's let practitioners practice, which yes, it should be. And the way that they do that is not abiding in the insurance policies that don't insure anything and have no benefits that benefit you, but to go over here and learn a new way. And yes, people have to pay for it. It is out of pocket. And it's an unfortunate indoctrination that people will ask, well, does my insurance pay for it? I'm like, you already paid $700 a month on nothing. You know, it's like now they won't pay for the appointment out of pocket. And I get it. It's just a mindset shift. And I think it's just going to take a little time.
I think it's going to take a long time because I've been working on this for 20 years, Tracy, of trying to get people to kind of see it that way. But I was looking for something here. I have a really good friend that's an ER doc down in the Dayton area. And he sent me just a screenshot of there's a magazine that comes out every month. I used to subscribe to it. It's called Emergency Medicine News. It kind of comes in a newspaper format. It's kind of an oversized newspaper format. So he took a picture of this page and sent it to me, and it says, emergency physicians are getting crushed under the collapsing healthcare system, which is exactly what you're talking about teaching people what to do with common problems and common ailments so that they can. He says to me, you know, we've talked a lot of, he's quite a bit younger than me, and we've talked an awful lot about how he's getting to the point where he just really hates his job. And I said, why is that? And he said, well, if you're going to be an emergency physician, you are there for emergency, acute, all kinds of healthcare issues, like what Tracy was talking about. If you get your arm ripped off, or you have a heart attack, or you're having an unresolvable asthma attack, or you've got, you know, a bowel obstruction. I mean, you need that kind of acute care. But the emergency departments all across America are being overrun. And my friend tells me this. He said, this is why he's getting to where he hates his job. He said, out of every 10 people I see, 9 of them are sniffles and coughs. And they're so concerned they've got COVID and it's going to start all over again. And they got a sniffle and a cough. And he said, so it clogs up the emergency department. Then when people come in there that really do need acute care, they've been in an accident, or they've got a high fever and a belly pain that looks like a bowel obstruction or acute appendicitis or some of those things. And remember that, you know, I used to be a board certified ER doc. I mean, I used to run an emergency department for 12 years. I was the director of it's a level 2 trauma center for 12 years. So he and I can really relate on this whole issue of what acute care versus sniffles and coughs are. So Tracy, let's start with sniffles and coughs. What are some of the things that people can do for themselves? And, you know, from there's a book that you and I created, you know, in a medical bug out bag book that we did, and we did a webinar on that, you know, and so we can talk about that a little bit later. But let's start with sniffles and coughs. You know, why are people still so, I guess we got trained and indoctrinated really deep into the fear of COVID. And if people have had a COVID injection, honestly, it's whacked out their toll-like receptors, and it's really messed with their immune system. So they are more likely and more susceptible to not only a coronavirus infection, which, oh, by the way, people forget about the fact that every single year for the last 25 years prior to, you know, COVID-19, about 25 to 30% of influenza-like illness that happened every single year was caused by a coronavirus. So they've been around for a really long time. There's at least 8 of them that cause infections in humans, and it's just the flu. It's just the cold, and it's just the flu. And so, you know, we've been indoctrinated deeply, and, you know, like, you know, it says in the Bible, you know, we're not to have a spirit of fear, and that perfect feelings, thoughts do not have a spirit of fear. And how many times does it say in the Bible? Hundreds of times it says in one way or another, fear not. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to run to the ER every time you have a cough or a sniffle, or your kids do, it's clogging up and breaking the system. So what can people do at home for simple problems of starting? I mean, it is flu-like season. I say it's flu-like season. I've heard it on the radio. Come and get your flu shot. It's all these different things. And I've been saying for years that January and February are post-sugar season. You know, we've just been, you know, pounded with pounds, literally pounds of sugar from Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And we got another pounded sugar day coming up tomorrow for Valentine's Day, which I wrote a Substack about. Let's do a different kinds of Valentine's and not talk about eating candy that poisons us and flowers that fade. But if we're going to give a gift, let's give something of substance that's going to last for a long time. Let's go out and give, you know, nobody really needs anything. So why don't you allocate those funds to go do something either for your health or for the health of somebody else, and give a gift of health, give a gift of something that's going to be memorable. Cookie, I think we've got that link up there to the ebook that I created about a different kinds of Valentine's, that people can get that. But I'm rambling here, Tracy, so I'm sorry about that. So why don't you start with what we can do with sniffles and coughs and simple cold-like symptoms?
Yeah, well, there's a lot to say. There's no rambling, right? It's all relevant. So sniffles and coughs, it depends on the source, but here's what I will say. It's an innate immune response. So if you look at our innate immune system, right, which is different from our adaptive immune system, this is one of the things that God has provided for us, like skin, respiratory, nasal passage, digestive system, urinary tract, All of those are part of that innate immune system. And so they're your first warning that something is trying to infiltrate your body, that your body's trying to get out. So let's say you walk into a room and it smells bad, right? Olfactory. That's probably your strongest sense. There's a reason that this is above your mouth. My husband always laughs because I'll smell everything before I eat it. He's like, did you just smell that? I'm like, yes, I did. Because that is what God did for us, right? It's a warning sign. Your nose will wake you up to smoke in your house before a smoke detector will. So we have to start paying attention to these innate immune responses. And what society has done is brainwashed us to think that we have to repress them. So you have a cough, we got a cough suppressant. You have a rash, we have a steroid. You have allergies, there's an allergy suppressant. If you have, you know, I mean, we can go on and on. Digestive issues, you get acid reflux, there's a GI repressant. So they have dumbed that down. So now it's a lot easier for people to be more susceptible and permissible to these viral infections and things like that because our innate immune response is not responding. And if it does, we repress it. So first, I would say, unless it is dangerous, you know, things like sniffles and coughs are normal production. When you produce mucus, you're actually producing white blood cells that are going to encapsulate that virus and bacteria in that mucus and take care of it. So that's number one. Mucus is okay. What happens is we get stagnant mucus that doesn't move, and then we get a secondary bacterial infection or sinus infection. Coughs are your body's ability to expel things out. And so we don't want to repress that either. We want to make sure that that pathway is open and clear. So the very first thing that I love for any type of sinus sniffle is silver, colloidal silver. And actually, I like a structured silver, but whatever silver you have, if it's nano silver, colloidal silver, structured silver, put it in a nasal sprayer. Argentin has a great one. And you just spray it up your nose. If it's a child, I usually use a dropper and lay the baby back or the child back and just put one or two drops up the nose. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't burn. And I always say you can put that in any hole. So you got eyes pussing and gooping. You can put it in the eyes, right? Remove contacts. That's always a good thing. You got a little bit of an ear thing going on. You can put it in the ears. So, you know, it's very safe. You can take it orally. And basically what it is just, you know, nature's natural antibiotic, antimicrobial. It works on ionization of silver. So it's actually a polarity thing that it does, negative and positive. It cancels out that charge of bacterias and viruses. So very safe, very good to use. I love it for sinus. So that'd probably be first.
I would say another thing, and just because you know, you had mentioned in quickly in passing about Nutritional Frontiers. Mm-hmm. You know, Nutritional Frontiers has a chewable product that we sell in our store that's called Air Max. Yeah. And I love that product. I mean, it just opens up your nasal sinuses. Sometimes if I'm feeling a little bit stuffy at bedtime, I'll chew one of those up. They're really crunchy. They're really, really crunchy. And they have kind of a lemony sort of flavor to them. And I'll take one of those and chew it up before I go to bed. And it just sort of like opens up your nasal passages. And if you just got that little bit of a post-nasal drip back there, it's all natural. It's a natural, it's got stinging nettles and NAC and other things like that in it. So it's sort of a natural antihistamine. So it doesn't make you sleepy. You know, you can take it throughout the day. You can actually break it up and give it to your kids. They can sort of chew it. And so that's another product. I mean, it is one thing, you know, sometimes it is kind of annoying. Like right now, this little scratchy thing I got in my throat doesn't hurt, but it's a little bit scratchy. So sometimes it can be a little bit annoying, but that it's called Air Max and it's inside of our store and it comes in a pretty good sized bottle that is good for the whole family and it'll last for a long time.
They have a new flavor called Strawberry Fields, which is hands down delicious. It's great. I mean, it's not like cake, but it's very, very good. And it's probably my favorite over the original formula. And they also have capsules and it has perillia seed in it, which traditionally has been used for any type of lung issue for a long time and does help with the dilation and moving as an expectorant. So to get that stuff out. So, you know, really when the mucus encapsulates things, we want to cough it out because that's how your body's getting rid of stuff. Like God makes a way, like coughing is good. And I know it's annoying and all of that, but the sinus issue, using those in conjunction is like a win-win. So you have the sinus issue going on, you put the nasal spray up there, you take that orally, and then you chew the Air Max, you're vasodilating, you have this antibacterial thing going on, and it all just works. Of course, obviously, using immune formulas like vitamin C, you know, vitamin D, especially in the winter months, or if you're in the colder states like we are, you should be cycling in vitamin D. You know, a lot of people during the winter months, just they get sick. And like you said, most of these are just flu envelope viruses. And we know that vitamin D has been studied against all kinds of envelope viruses, including the coronavirus, right? So vitamin D in itself can be a great way to keep the cells healthy and the body's immune system up. And here's what I'll say about immunity. You know, we like to segregate it and put it over here and say, this is your immune system. And then this is your digestive system. And this is your cardiovascular. And this is your metabolic. They're all the same thing. Your body's immune system function is inflammation and then cellular regeneration. It's a communication pathway. So foods that are inflammatory, especially things like dairy that is processed, not raw dairy that you can get, but processed dairy in kids. I mean, kids basically today live on noodles, processed dairy, and cereal. Very nutrient deficient, very highly inflammatory, loaded with lots of chemicals, and zero nutritional value. So processed dairy, I call creamy junk food. You want to eat it, that's okay, but position it right, right? Don't make it a staple in your diet. And no, your kid's not going to die of a calcium deficiency, because you literally can't pull the calcium out of the dairy today because it's low in boron, and our cows are corn-fed versus grass-fed, and you need grass-fed beef in order to make K2, and K2 drives calcium into the bones. So that's why we're still highest orthopedic injuries. We have the highest rate of osteoporosis. So milk, it does the body good. It's kind of a big fat lie. So I would limit those inflammatory foods if your child has a respiratory issue and or sinus issue, the same with an adult. You know, take out, I mean, the dairy, take out the crackers, take out the cereals, try to go more smoothies, fruits, vegetables. Kids love fruit. I think it's just not presented. And as an adult, I have less sympathy for adults. I'm like, ah, you're grown up. You can eat it. Tough it out, you know. So those are the things that I would recommend. Increase your vitamin C, your vitamin D, or a comprehensive immune formula. You know, those are just basic things that people can do. And then address the GI tract.
Yeah, before you go into the GI tract, let's just say a couple of things. Is that, you know, if you've got kids, you know, vitamin D comes as a drop. So yeah, you can, yeah, you know, and we have that available in our store. You can get vitamin D alone, or you can get D with K, you know, that are drops for kids. You can also, you know, get, you know, I always recommend for people to have vitamin D 50,000 IUs in their cupboard for if they get really, you know, they really feel like they're getting the flu. And the difference between the cold and the flu is more like deep-seated body aches, chills, fever. You just want to crawl in bed and pull the cover over top of your head. You know, it's like, oh, I just can't get up today. And I recommend people take 100,000 units of vitamin D, you know, 100,000 units, and that's not an error. So that's like if you get 50,000 IU pills and you have them up in your cupboard, and we have them in our store, and I use those only for emergency only. I hate that protocol that they started out with, that you take 50,000 IUs once a week. I just think that you got these spikes and valleys that are just stupid. But you take 100,000 units of vitamin D a day for 3 days, just 3 days, and stop to really beef up your white blood cells and your immune system. You can also take that along with 100,000 units of vitamin A a day, which beefs up your immune system, just for 3 days. This isn't something that you take ongoing, but just enough to like really boost up your white blood cells and the stuff that's in your system. And I have a bottle of it up in my cupboard, and I travel with it. I mean, that's the one that I throw into my bag to cover in case I'm out and about somewhere and I, you know, suddenly feel like, oh, I've gotten exposed to something, and I get that deep body flu type feeling. So those are some different, those are some other things that you can have in your cupboard for coughs and colds and things that you can kind of, and I can't tell you how many people have told me that, you know, they go 100,000 units. You got to be kidding me. You know, isn't like 400 units all I'm supposed to take? Well,
well, if you don't want to get rickets, yeah, you can take 400 if you don't want to get rickets.
We've been so over concerned about vitamin D toxicity, we've made the whole world deficient. You know, we really have
fat soluble vitamins in general, right? Everybody's scared of A, D. I think there was a study done where people were taking copious amounts of vitamin A, and I'm going to hack this study a lot, but it took an entire year for them to become toxic with vitamin A, a year on really high mega doses. Number one, I think you're game on. We're deficient, you know. Number two, everyone's afraid of nutrition. I mean, how many people do you know, Sherry, that have vitamin A or vitamin D toxicity, huh? And if you did know somebody, what happened to them? Nothing.
Do you know the historical backdrop of where they even came up with vitamin D deficiency? Huh. It's kind of an interesting story. This happened back in the 1800s, back in the day when the shipping channels in the old, you know, wooden boats were open across the Arctic, you know, and people would go from Europe over to Alaska or over to Russia through the Arctic Ocean in those pathways that would be open. Well, one year they got iced in. And they were up there for the winter. They got iced in for the winter, and they survived on eating polar bear and polar bear meat and polar bear fat. And polar bear fat is just loaded with vitamin D because that's how they live in the wintertime, and they don't get sick. And they have a really thick coat of fat around the outside of their body, and, you know, for energy and for heat, and that's how they lived. Well, they got very toxic, literally toxic with vitamin D because they were eating hundreds of thousands of units every day for a month. And they got dizzy and lightheaded and nausea and all the things that happen when you get true vitamin D toxicity, which in my career as a physician, I've only seen twice. And they were in people that had really severe kidney disease.
Right, yeah.
And that caused that toxicity. But that's where they came up with this whole thing about if you take too much vitamin D, you'll be toxic. Well, how many people are going to get iced in the Arctic and eat polar bear fat all winter long?
It's
all the time, right? But that's the historical backdrop and the story of where they even came up with this silly idea, because most people, like what you just said, are deficient.
Yeah. So I agree. And also the levels on blood work. So this goes back to the blood work, right? 30 is what they say is normal or above for, you know, serum levels of vitamin D in your blood. And I usually tell people I want that higher. I want it 80 to 100 if we're addressing something big, like trying to overcome something in the body. Your body just needs more. It needs more reserves to heal itself. A normal value that you should be in is above 50. And actually, there was a bunch of studies done that people that had blood serum levels of vitamin D 50 or above offset ovarian cancer 40%, offset breast cancer, offset, I mean, we could go through the cancers that it offset. Where'd that study go? Boom, gone, disappeared. Because there's no money in healthy people. And my gosh, vitamin D costs what, $25 maybe? Like it's so affordable. And it's something that you can do. It's so simple. And it's really hard to get from your foods unless you are eating a good kind of variety of fatty fish and things like that. And you go out in the sun, but oh my gosh, we're so afraid of the sun. You know, we can't go out to the sun, the big giver of cancer. Although if it would go dark, we would all die instantaneously. So we have been like brainwashed that the sun is bad. It creates cancer. It doesn't. It's gluttony of the sun that causes oxidative stress of the skin based on your internal toxicity, because God makes a way. If you look at the tropical areas of the world, right, what do they have? Coconuts and citrus fruits. Why is that? Because good fats and vitamin C actually help with skin regeneration. So God made a way. He knew that people that would be in the sun and live in the sun regionally and seasonally, he set up food for it. Now, here I am in PA. What do we grow here? Well, we grow pumpkin and squash, and we have, you know, these extended months of cold. Why? Because we have higher parasitic levels. So God makes a way. Pumpkin seeds are anti-parasitic. Now, I go to Florida, and I go gluttonize the sun and lay out there for 2 hours, and I get burned, and then I blame the sun. Well, I wasn't nutritionally ready. Maybe I wasn't hydrated because I was traveling. And then I went out and gluttonized it. 15 minutes is all you need. You want to sit outside in the sun, put an umbrella up. Our vanity has overtaken health. People want to be golden brown and have cute little tan lines. No, you don't. You want to be out in the sun to get your vitamin D level as God provided, because that is the best source of vitamin D. And it'll actually help with your cholesterol levels because cholesterol and vitamin D both run the same pathways, and you don't have to gluttonize it. So your kids, what do they want to do as soon as they feel better? They want to jump around. That's lymphatic stimulation, right? They want to move the mucus and they want to go outside. And what do? Society says, oh no, sit down and don't go outside. I throw my kids right out there. I'm like, oh, you feel better? Get outside, go jump, go play, go move your lymphatic system, get some fresh air, like get out there, let your immune system do what God has intended it to do. So the other thing, that we were talking about was with food and all of that was digestive system and the cough, cough, sniff, sniff. You know, one thing that's not sexy anymore because everything else took over are probiotics. I mean, probiotics, so simple, so easy. Something you could do every day, comes in powder form, comes in liquid form, comes in capsule form, every form you can think of that you can hide it from your kid or you yourself can take it. And I'll tell you, you have 10 times the probiotic cells than you do actual cells in your body. And there's more studies coming out on your probiotics as your DNA marker for chronic disease versus your genetics. So if you have a low microbiome or microbiota, which is your genetic makeup of your probiotics, and they're outside, they're inside, they're everywhere, you have a higher tendency of getting sick. And if the top four prescribed medications in the world and over the counter are gastric medications, how many people have a dysbiosis or what we call an imbalance in the microbiome or probiotics of the digestive system? So if you do anything walking out of here today, take a probiotic every day and you can switch. You can do some strains sometimes and other strains other times so that you're getting the full gamut because there's different genres and strains and too much to go into today. But
you know simple. Yeah. So go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No,
go ahead and what?
No, I said, you're fine. You're good.
Oh, okay. I wrote a Substack on that. It was called Taking Care of Your Microbiome, you know, okay. Actually the title was Taking Care of Your Microbiomes, plural. And then the subtitle was, yes, there's more than one, because right. they've studied a fair amount about the microbiome of the skin and of the gut. You know, the gut, including from your nose all the way to your rectum, you know, the whole internal area, a lot about the microbiome of the skin. Now they know there's a microbiome in the brain, that there's actually bacteria that live in your brain that are good bacteria that fight off different things. And so a lot of that has to do with good food. So why don't you keep going and talking about the GI thing? We do have one question in the Q&A that I don't want to run out of time from getting involved with. So do you want to talk about the GI? Do you want to answer the question next?
The question about diabetes or the one about fermentation? So I'll answer them both. Fermentation first. Your best source is always food, always. If you can ferment your own food, which is what we did before refrigeration, was ferment it to keep it from going bad. That was God's way. And then all of a sudden we were like, well, we don't want to do that anymore. We want refrigeration and we don't want to do fermenting. But what you're saying is it's coming back. Not everybody can do that. That's okay. That's what we have supplements for. So you can pick and choose. You want to become a fermenter? You do it. You want to take a supplement? You do it. There's no better or worse. It is whatever you can do. So make it livable, sustainable, and maintainable. That's the biggest thing with health that you can do. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Listen, y'all, I'm not going to ferment food, okay? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take a supplement. But Michelle, she will ferment some food. So that's how we work, right? I'll be like, give me the pill. She'll do the fermenting. On the question of diabetes, there is diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. Type 1 is where your body doesn't produce insulin anymore. And that can happen from some sort of trauma, viral, click on a gene type of thing. We can get into all that later. Type 2, there's lots of studies that 98% lifestyle change will affect numbers and even help you overcome that diagnosis. So is it a scam? The pancreas is a dual organ. So think of it that way. Its job is to release insulin and enzymes. So when I see somebody come in with imbalanced blood sugar, and I'm going to address that, I'm going to look at liver health, pancreas health, what you're putting in your mouth, how often you're putting it in your mouth, what other things could be underlying in the blood work that are causing stimulation, like underlying viruses. And then I'm going to address your digestion, and then I'm going to change your foundational nutrition, and then I'm going to help supplement certain things that will help balance blood sugar. The last thing that I do is I look at your level of candida. And the reason that I do that is if you have imbalanced blood sugar in your blood, your body is going to try to get it down any way it can. And so candida, which is not a bad guy, it's actually in our body, in our digestive system, is a
and
blood
on our skin.
Right, is a blood barrier protector and part of our immune system. But when bacteria start to compete and get out of balance, and candida is eating things that your body isn't putting into cells or stuff that you shouldn't be eating, it's like Pac-Man, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually it competes for the food against your microbiome, and that becomes out of balance. So a candida cleanse is always something that I recommend while you check your numbers. You have to check your numbers, because if you're doing insulin or metformin or something like that, make your practitioner aware that you're doing some health changes. That's number one. We don't isolate practitioners out of our health walks. It's an opportunity to educate. And number two, it's not fair to your medical physician if they're trying to help you as well, and you're over here doing this I'm hiding from them thing. And then second is monitoring your numbers and making sure that they're not fluctuating too much. If you need your insulin adjusted, you got to go talk to your doctor, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the things that I would say to the question about diabetes is, yes, you can overcome it if it's type two. If it's type one, I'm not going to say that it's not impossible because I have seen it done. But I also can't say that it's possible because I don't know your lifestyle. I don't know what you can do, will do, and what you can afford to do. There's many new technologies and ways out there. So if that's something that you're trying to overcome or have questions, you can reach out to me and we can discuss that. But type two, very much so. Just by changing foundational nutrition, you'll take care of 70% of your issues.
And I want to put in a little plug here about there's a product that we offer through Touchstone. It's called Glucose Control. For the type two diabetics, it really works. I mean, I take one in the morning. I take it myself. I take one in the morning, and it really does keep your blood sugar balanced throughout the day, and it cuts down cravings. And if you're trying to lose weight, it really does somehow keep your blood sugar balanced in one even keel. And so because it keeps it balanced, you don't have this munchy sort of thing that you're not eating all day long and feeling really munchy. And you can actually get $10 for your first time. If you've never used it before, you can get the first bottle for only $10. I mean, it's a pretty good size bottle. And if you're only taking one a day, it'll last for, about at least a month, maybe a little bit more than a month. But I can't believe, Tracy, how it balances out your blood sugar. I mean, that Glucose Control really does a good job to, like yesterday, it was a really busy day, and I made, you'd be proud of me, I made some homemade bone broth, and I actually made it for Tegan. I made it for my dog.
Tegan's in better shape than all of us, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I put a great big pot on the stove, 32 cups of water. I couldn't believe it to fill up that pot. So 32 cups. And I just put a little bit of chicken broth, I looked up a recipe and it suggested some vinegar because the vinegar helps to
extract it. Yeah.
Helps to dissolve the bone marrow and the collagen in the ligaments. And I had a whole bunch of bones that I got from my rancher, and my rancher is a grass-fed only rancher. He's so funny. His name's Dominic. He's probably 80 years old. And he said, we were an organic farm before organic was a thing.
Right.
We never use pesticides. We never do grass, they're grass fed from the time the cow hits the ground until they're taken to market, it's never corn finished and never vaccinated, all those sorts of things. I think that there's a couple of vaccines that the cows have to get if you're going to commercially slaughter them, but they don't get the 27 ones that are generally recommended.
Right. And again, So
they come with the bones, and there's a little bit of meat on them. So I cut the meat off the bones. I put it in there. Oh, my house smelled so good all day yesterday. It was really good. So, what I was going to say though, is that I had taken, one of the glucose control in the morning. And first thing you know, it was dinner time. And I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, usually about 3 PM, I'm just like, I gotta eat something. And I really didn't have it because I think it just stabilized my blood sugar, even though I was smelling this wonderful homemade bone broth. And it didn't have anything else in it. I didn't put vegetables or anything in it. It's just broth. That's all it is.
If I may, Dr. T, I'm just going to speak the Bitly link, the short link for when this goes on radio. So for all of you who are looking for that code for a $10 bottle of glucose control, go to bit.ly/gluco10. That's GLUCO10. And it's inside of our website as well. If you go to drtempany.com and just click under the shop tab, it's in there for you as well.
Yeah, so two things. One, bone broth is wonderful. It's a hydrophilic colloid, so it helps to heal and seal the digestive system. So again, something you can have your children sip on or you sip on when you're sick. I always tell people if you're all nasally, do bone broth, some sea salt or Celtic salt for the electrolytes, a little bit of garlic in there if you made it with garlic. If not, throw some garlic powder in and a splash of cayenne. Talk about draining out the sinuses. Works really good. If it's chicken bone broth, it's going to contain cysteine, and cysteine actually will thin mucus and help you like kind of drain out. So everything you were doing was great. And I looked at this panel for the glucose control, and here's what's funny, because we just talked about all this, okay? So when I said the immune system is the immune system, there's no segregation of it. So you do have immune system dysfunction if you have cardiovascular and or metabolic issues. This panel has SugarSeb, which is a trademarked, patented, probably blend of cinnamon and other things that help and have been studied for blood sugar. And then it has all of the enzymes, remember pancreas, dual organ enzymes, and insulin. And then it has mushrooms for the immune system, such as reishi, and guess what else? Probiotics. So the way that they are coming at your sugar issue is not just by trying to suppress the sugar, but they're going after your immune system and saying something is stimulating inflammation in your body, which your body is trying to regulate by providing more energy to your cells, although that glucose gets stuck in your blood and not in your cells. So at the core, it's inflammation, right? And so what they did with this formula is they actually just tried to balance that inflammatory response, get your immune system to calm down. And that's probably why it works so well. So good little formula. I just wanted to touch on that label.
That's good. I mean, it's a good product. And people that have taken it have really, you know, given us a lot of feedback that it really does help. And I'm glad that you went through each one of the ingredients that are in there and how they put that together in a combination product, because it addresses all the things. And speaking about inflammation, you know, when Tracy and Michelle came up to my house, when, you know, my angels, literally, I say that about them all the time, and I'm writing it in the book that I'm writing about my experience. You know, I've never eaten so much food in my life. I mean, every 2 hours they were putting food in front of me and a bowl of supplements to eat with the food, you know? And I said, oh my gosh, this is, and I wasn't moving. I couldn't move my left side. And so I was just sitting in a chair. And what happened? What was one of the byproducts of all of that food? I lost 17 pounds. So, and it's all about inflammation. Tracy kept saying, don't worry, you know, we're just cutting down on all the inflammation. We're getting rid of the inflammation in your body first so that you can heal, you know, get rid of the inflammation. And so, so cutting down on all that inflammation and taking care of your microbiome, it is the first step to healing, whether you've got diabetes or any other type of health condition that we might even bring up to talk about.
That was funny. You were like, I'm going to gain weight. And then you stepped on the scale and you're like, how did that happen? So then you were more than willing to eat. You were like, bring on the food. Let's go.
And I want to lose another 10 pounds. And so I right. keep saying to Tracy, do I have another 10 pounds of inflammation in me somewhere that we can get rid of?
The answer is always yes. Yes.
That's funny.
We're not fat. We're inflamed. That's really the answer. So
that's really, really good. So anything else that we're coming up, you know, we could talk for hours because we do generally when we get together, but we're coming up on the end of our time here this morning. Is there anything, talk again just a minute about how people can get hold of you to take this course, because there's so much, you're just such a wealth of information. And now you've put it out there in a way that the general consumer can start taking care of themselves. Talk a little bit about that and anything else that you want to talk about as we close out our morning here this morning on Morning Coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my website is just my name, Tracy Straup, ND. That's N as in Nancy, .com.
Spell your last name too.
Oh, Straup. So Tracy, Tracey. Don't forget the E. StraupND.com. So on that site, you'll be able to see telehealth practitioners that are part of my telehealth system. If you want consultations, there's some specialists on there, including Michelle. And then, you know, I do have my academy that I'm launching. And in that academy, you'll find the blood work course. But also we have a big section on the Health 365 course. If you want to journey this year with us and learn how to take care of yourself and your family, lots of different options. I have a simple foundations of health course. If people are just trying to get started, like how to eat right, sleep right, move right, poop right, pray right, think right, all that kind of stuff. Very affordable. And that's probably what I would recommend if you just want a foundational course. Take that one. It's super. I mean, it's like $49 and it's four courses. So easy to get through. The Health 365, there's different packages that you can sign up for. You can just do the group and come learn. Very simple. You can sign up with practitioner consults and the group. You can sign up for the Jumpstart kit and the group, or you can do the ultimate package where you get the consults, the kit, the group, all that guided through the next year. So check it out. Use that discount code for TenPenny365. If you do want to participate there. But I thank you for standing in the gap. As always, Dr. Sherry, you're wonderful. I love you dearly.
Well, thank you. It's been a journey and it's still a journey. In fact, I think next Tuesday morning on Morning Coffee, I'll tell everybody a little bit about the 2 weeks I just did in Provo and what that kind of meant and what it's going to mean going forward. Because I see a couple of questions in there about brain exercise programs. And we're going to do in April, it's going to be the brain health month. So we're going to be talking a lot about different brain health sorts of things. And again, it's sort of like just coupling on the back of one of the things Tracy said. I mean, it's so much easier and less expensive to stay healthy than it is to restore health. Believe me, I can say that from walking in the journey, you know, for that right now. And I also know that I have a patient in my practice that she's now probably in her 90s, and she's been a patient of mine forever. And she's always said her main thing when she'd go out and talk to other people is, you can pay now or you can pay later. You can pay a little bit of money for educational courses, for supplements. Don't expect everything to be free. You know, you have to, you know, people put a lot of work and effort into developing these courses. I mean, that's their livelihood. So don't expect everything for free. And you can pay a little bit of money on the front end now, or you can pay a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time on the back end. Because if you say, well, my insurance pays for it, no, it doesn't. It only pays for a portion of it. And then if you think about, if you're paying $700 or more per month, if you amortize in those costs of all the things that you paid for nothing other than a placeholder until which time that you have some catastrophic event, it's really super expensive. Yep. And so I think that Tracy's covered a lot of like simple things this morning. Well, you know, you're going to learn so much more in her 365 course. And I think that I'm assuming, Tracy, that the way you've got it structured is that anybody can come in at any month along the way, because it's just a circular program, and that you can start in March, or you can start in April, or you can start in May, and then you just do like a 12 months of the program.
And so
what's that?
It's your year. Yeah.
It's a whole year like that. So I think that that's really super important to do. So I know we're running out of time here this morning, and we've put up your website. We've got your 365 program. We could talk for literally months, a whole year, 365 days about all the simple things. Yeah. And that's exactly why she's created this program, because, you know, in a 1 hour thing, there's really not nearly enough time to even scratch the surface of what we're talking about. So I want to thank you, Tracy, so much for coming again today and talking to us about all these different things and getting us started on a, you know, a new year for health, because everybody that I've talked to, I've already done a lot of interviews for this year, and I've talked to a lot of different people, you know, just one-on-one about 2024 is going to be a huge year for everything that you can think of, whether it be government or politics or health or religion or any of those sorts of things. So it's really, really important that you take this year seriously. So Tracy, thank you so much for being with us here this morning and having a little coffee clutch. You know, I don't know what you guys brought this morning. If you could see my coffee cup, it says, God's children are not for sale. I mean, it's from, you know, the Voice of Freedom, you know, sort of thing like that. So we have lots of different cups that you can bring that forward. And I hope that you found this morning a great conversation and a good place to start. And since it is Tuesday, I'll talk about just really briefly, you know, what we do. It's Tuesday night. Tonight is Happy Hour with Dr. T. It's our online discussion Bible study with a pastor or an author or Christian business person that we do on Tuesday night. Thursday night through this month and the month of February is a in-depth series that we do with Happy Hour and Dr. T with Dr. Justin Prock about Bible eschatology. And eschatology is about end time prophecy. And I'm telling you, that man is an incredible wealth of information. And I spoke yesterday with J.D. Rucker, who you'll hear that interview next week. And he said, I can't believe that you're working with Justin Prock. He's such a firebrand. He really is a firebrand. And he started out that series by saying, this is going to ruffle some feathers because we're going to shake the box of what people's current belief system is and tell them what the Bible really says in Hebrew and in Greek and how we move that whole thing forward. It's an incredible series. You don't want to miss it. So Thursday night, 6 p.m. at Happy Hour with Dr. T, and then 7 p.m. is Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P. And I'll put a little plug in here that starting in April, we're going to do another 5 Docs boot camp. It's going to be 5 weeks of weekly stuff with the 5 Docs that's culminating with a webinar on a Saturday that has all the solutions. So we're going to lay out some of the problems. We're going to clear up the past. And we're going to define the future, and then we're going to have a whole webinar with the 5 Docs. It'll be like a 4-hour webinar that will talk about solutions. So we're going to start marketing that next week. You'll hear more about that, but just to kind of plant the seeds, it starts on April the 4th, and we'll go through April and into the early part of May. So thank you so much for being here again this morning. We appreciate everybody that comes, and I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which I close either all my live and all my pre-recorded broadcasts with, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust him for everything. He won't let you down. Thank you for joining us here this morning. We will see you again next week, same place, same time, for Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Thank you, everybody. You guys have a great week. Bye, Tracy, and thank you for joining us this morning. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.